Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I am a realtor with Real Broker right here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to add massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and from agents around the South. My hope is that you take a few things away from their experiences to grow your own business. My guest today is top realtor, team leader, and 10X business coach from Grant Cardone. I've got Randy Lynn Quigley on the podcast. Welcome, Randy. How are you?
Hi, Jamie. Good. How are you? Thanks for having me. I'm like your podcast, just literally listening to it. I'm like, wow, how do you remember all of that? That's very impressive.
I've done a couple of episodes, so I've got my little intro down, right? And it changes every time because we want to give everybody a good intro. And yeah, so let's start off with, tell us where you are and tell us how you got into the real estate business and then bring us to where you are now. We'll get started with that.
Okay, so I am located in Illinois, the South Chicagoland suburbs, maybe like 45 minutes from the city, and been a full-time broker now for about 13 years, been around it for about 20 years. Nice. Started off, actually my ex-husband was a realtor, is still a realtor. So I started off as like the wife of the realtor and then transitioned into my own realtor. And now just it's my life, you know, I'm sure it is yours as well.
But. Yeah, for sure. So tell us a little bit about the production that you're doing. I know you said you were doing quite a lot of production. You have a team as well. Tell us a little bit about the team thing and then jump into the 10X business coach stuff because I want to hear more about that.
Love it. I love Grant. Anyone who doesn't know who Grant Cardone is, you're going to know now because every time you mention someone's name and now, of course, he has like, I'm sure he has like some kind of like, you say Grant Cardone, the next thing you know, your whole feed is Grant Cardone. Have you heard that yet, Jamie? Are you seeing Grant
yes, we gotta
all
be careful.
Over your feed?
We got to be like careful saying it. Tell us about the production. Tell us about the production. Team. And then we'll jump into the business coaching thing.
Yeah. So I have been a solo agent literally most of my career starting. My husband did join me when we had our last child together. And he does a lot of our land sales. But I personally close around, I'd say lowest year, 20 year, this year closing about 40 million. Just this year, I decided to start a team, hired really fast, let a lot of them go. We did, or they left, whatever. We just, you always hire slow, but I hired fast. So now I'm down to one agent, my husband. So it's three of us on a team, but I absolutely love it. And I am going to be hiring to grow it just the right way this time. Grant always says, hire slow, fire fast. And I was just like running. And then I was like pumping the brakes really quick. Like, what did I just do? Right? It's a lot. It's good.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the business coaching thing. So you've recently started with your journey of being a business coach with Grant. So tell us a little bit about what that looks like.
Yeah. So I actually started coaching with Grant because I thought utilizing his coaching would help me grow my business, and it did. But on top of that, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to use that. I'm going to coach my agents. And that was the extent of how I want to use a coaching system. I actually got certified in February. And fast forward to a few weeks ago, I was actually hired by Grant himself to coach his direct clients and speak with him. So this is like a huge opportunity. So now I'm working alongside Grant Cardone. And let me tell you, if you guys have not been in a room with people like that, you have to be. I can help you, by the way. It's the people in these rooms. It's crazy. I fly to Miami because I've been there quite a lot now. And I head down there again in 2 weeks. But it's like I had these people and everyone's like, oh, you sell 30 million, 40 million a year? That's cute. I'm like, oh, it's cute, right? Because their businesses are like $300 billion a year, $1 billion a year, $3 billion a year. And I'm like, so I'm like the small, in my area, I sell a lot, right? And then when you're around these people who are like, you make X amount, that's
cute.
Great. I make that in a month. That's great. You know, I think it like humbles you. You're like, whoa, okay. And it also shows you like, oh my word, there's so much opportunity out there. You just have to find it. You have to see it. And it's eye-opener. So I coach people now on how to grow their business. I have a few businesses, but how to grow their business from six figures to seven, eight, nine figures, which is it's so much easier than you would think. It's just, you get to follow the plan, you know, and know where to do and what to do. And it's crazy. Like, I can talk about forever, like growing business and money and whatever.
Yeah, which we want to get some of that for sure.
Crazy,
we
yeah.
Want to get some of that. But I will say something too, is one of the things that I took away from our national conference this year was just putting myself proactively in those right rooms, that you never just get the opportunity to put yourself in that room. Like you said, you might be a big fish in your small community, but then when you get the opportunity to get out of your community and get into these big rooms, like, how valuable is it to be in that room in Miami? Like, hugely valuable, right? You know, I'm sure you went to sleep thinking about that. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, like, how crazy was this just to be around those people? So I do encourage agents to put themselves in that same room. And that's kind of what we're trying to do with the podcast. And I kind of explained to Randy what we were talking about with the podcast. I said, you know, my goal from the podcast is to just, A, be in the room with Randy, but also put you in the room with Randy as a listener. So I just love that this podcast is achieving that goal, is just putting yourself in a big room with a big producer. So that's one of our goals of our podcast. And I know it's been a minute since I shared that goal, but I wanted to kind of share that as we were chatting about it. But talk to us about, like, what lessons did you learn from that room in Miami with those people? What were your takeaways from that room? And give us a little nugget that we can, as if we were in that room with you.
I mean, honestly, if you guys knew my whole entire story, which you guys, we don't have time to go into that, but if you knew, like, where I came from and then being in that room, what I learned, and literally probably the past 2 years, I'm 42, is like, when I was 40, I was like, okay, now I know who I am and what I want to achieve. But, like, anything is possible. And it's so easy when you're in a situation to think, okay, I can't do it. I can't do this, or maybe it's not reachable. I'm happy for them, but, like, maybe I'm just not meant to live that life. But I'm gonna tell you that literally, like, everyone has a story. Everyone starts somewhere, but everyone has the ability. Like, you're not born a salesman. You're not born a millionaire. Well, maybe you are, but you're not born a salesman. You're not born good at anything. We're born babies with no abilities, right? It's what we teach and the mindset we adapt to. So anything that we do in life, everything you want to do is 100% possible. You just have to form that right mindset. Be around the right people, right? You want to surround yourself around 5 people that you want to be like. The 5 people you spend your most time with is who you become, right? So it is super important to make sure you're in the room with people who are better than you. A lot of people are afraid to do that because I feel like they put themselves in rooms where they feel confident because they are the best, right?
It's
so, like, we'll surround ourselves around people who are less than me because then I look great. That's fine, but you're limiting yourself.
Yeah. Being the smallest person in the biggest room. And it sounds like your first trip to Miami, you were one of the smallest people in that room. But how awesome is that to be in that room, you know?
Yes and no. Like, I wasn't. When I first started going to Miami in February, like, I was doing good. And I was probably with the coaches, I do make good money. And I was in that room. But now that I'm going to these bigger events and actually now with, like, in the other community, now with Grant, like, being one of Grant's performance coaches and aligning with those people and then those business owners, people, like, we just actually came back from a sales conference meeting, and then WealthCon is coming up for anybody who wants to do it. Like, those are the people who sit in the first few rows who are the people you want to surround yourself with. And just now I'm at that level where I can at least feel like I can approach those people, right? I can have friendships and I can talk to them confidently because they are my people now, right? But yes, you have to start somewhere. I wasn't like the lowest income when I started, but I was also not even near close. I'm still not near close to making $1 billion a year like these people, right?
Right.
But it is a goal. We can get there.
Yeah, you get there by continuing to show up and network with those people and even maybe pretend like you're there as well from a mindset perspective and whatnot like that too. So let's pivot a little bit. Let's go and talk about what you're doing on social media, because I follow you on social. We both followed each other, and that's kind of the reason we connected on the pod. But tell us what you're doing with your social media. We talked about video and how important that is in your business. So talk to realtors who are right now and saying, like, I need to amp up my social media. I need to amp up my video production. What does that look like for you right now? What are you thinking?
Yeah. So what I will say with social media, it is so important to show up like authentically. Don't compare yourself. You want to see what other realtors are doing. You want to find your competitors and see what they're doing, but you don't want to do exactly what they're doing. You want to make it your own, right? You want to go out there. You want to show your personality. You want to have fun with it, because we got into this business, we're independent contractors, right? So even though we have businesses that we represent and work for, we are our own agents. And I've heard people say a few times, like, oh, I have another, I'm with eXp. Oh, there's another eXp agent that came out. Like, I don't need to interview two eXp agents. I'm like, yes, you do, because we are all completely different. Let me show you what I have to offer, right? So it's like when you're starting out in social media, it's so important to, I would even say, take a piece of paper, write down your story. Who are you? Where'd you come from? What do you enjoy? Like, I'm a mom of four. Like, what are the things that you do beyond just real estate? And start showing that to the world, because people are going to connect with you as a person before they connect with you as a realtor, right? Because once people are looking for houses, they're going to follow you. But if you're only posting only real estate, once they're out of that business of looking for homes or selling their home or buying their home, they're going to unfollow you, right? If you have no other way to connect with them. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about those ways, those extra ways, right? We all see the home tours. We all see the things. What extra ways are, how are you connecting with people deeply on social media?
Yeah. So I use my stories a lot. So my feed and my grid, a lot of it is like still images and pictures, maybe of most of it's work, a few of them, my family and things like that. But the stories is where I literally will go and I'll do a story of me and my family at church, or me and my family at dinner. I have horses. I'll put my horses in there, my kids, my lifestyle. I'll show what I'm doing behind the scenes of real estate. So you want to show your character and who you are to people. Because let's just say someone is looking for a house and they're a mom of three. For me, they're like, oh my goodness, I need to feel like I need to connect with someone on some other level. So a lot of times people will come to me and be like, I can't bring my kids to the showing. Like, or I can't find a sitter to bring my kids to the showing. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I have four kids, bring them with. Like, people wouldn't know that if I didn't talk about it, right? I feel like so many people don't show their personalities. That's great, you're showing production, but people want to connect with you. They want to feel like they know who you are, so they're comfortable with you, so that when you show up at their house, because they're allowing us into their most intimate place, they're inviting us into their house. They want to feel like they're inviting a friend over, not just some stranger who sells homes, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I love building those connections and really just using the stories. And I've heard that too about stories, is you just let that be a little bit more casual. You let that be a little bit more not well produced, but just, it's just a day in the life of what you got going on with the kids and everything. And that builds that connection. Are you doing anything else in the stories to, let's just talk about like real estate related, like in your real estate business, are you doing anything else in the stories to like actually get opportunities or get reach outs proactively in the stories?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. The stories are a good way to reshare anything on your grid, like price changes, like anything like a open house. You want to share those in your stories. You don't necessarily want those in your grid as like, I think of my grid as like my business card. People right now, a lot of times aren't like, what's your business card? People are literally like, what's your Instagram handle? All the time. I don't know if you get that. Yeah. A lot of times they're like, what's your Instagram handle? I want to see who you are. I want to see what you like. I want to see what you do, right? So my stories are a good way of just connecting people and talking to people. Like a lot of times, if you see me, which is so illegal, you don't, if you're a cop or anything, don't come find me. but I'll be like driving the car and my mind always races because I'm like, oh, what can I talk about? And I'm like, hi, I'm talking to you in my car when I'm driving. I'm literally not always looking at the camera, but my camera's up and I'm talking and I'm driving. Because I'm like, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm doing. I'm driving to this appointment, or I just had this client who came into this situation. So it's just almost like you treat your audience as like your friends. You want to engage with your audience so they feel like they know you. You know what I mean? Actually, it's funny. I was at the Dells with my family, and my family listening to this will probably hear it. A girl came up to me, and I'm sorry, I forgot your name. If you're still listening to this, whatever that girl's name is, she came up to me and she was like, "Oh my God, Randy, how are you?" And I was like, "Good. How are you?" And she's like, "Oh my goodness." Her husband came and she's like, "This is Randy. I follow her on Instagram." And I was like, "Oh no, what's your name?" And she was like, she said her name, And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't know who you, I mean, we've never met. I just feel like I know you. And her husband was like, okay, that was embarrassing. I'm like, no, it's so nice. But it was, to me, it was like, oh my goodness. Like, I don't think of myself as anything, but like, I'm here, I'm a realtor, I'm doing my own thing. But like, it is crazy. I feel like people know who I am because of things I post, because they feel like they know me more than they do. Right. And that's the thing you want to do as a realtor. I think I was telling you briefly when we talked a little bit earlier, when I first started in real estate first, I'm going to explain this. When I first started in real estate, I used to always use emojis and like do exactly what I was doing. I remember at a meeting, this lady was like, that's cute. You think emojis are going to sell a house, but good luck to you, kid. And I was like, I don't know. And I could have used that moment to be upset and be like, you're right. Because emojis weren't a thing back then, because that was 13 years ago. It was all professional. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to have fun with that. I'm still going to do my emojis. And I started selling a lot. And the same thing was a video. Like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I started doing video. And that was before video was really in. I was like, I'm going to hire, at that time, I hired someone just to follow me around. And I was like, I look ridiculous, but I'm going to have a camera crew and just walk and follow me. And now it's funny because people are doing that. So my tip to anybody out there is like, you need to have fun as a realtor with your business. You need to truly enjoy it, because if you don't, it's going to almost feel like a chore because we work a lot, right? I mean, do you agree? We work.
Oh, yeah.
We're always on. So if you're not having fun with it, you're like, that energy is going to portray to your clients and you're not going to like it and you're not going to sell or produce because you're going to get drained very quickly.
It is exhausting to feel like you're always on. I was chatting with you about that before and just saying like, I'm just worn out right now, you know, from the transactions, from trying to help agents. I'm in this weird middle ground where it's like, I'm not all in on the podcast. This is just like a pet project for me, and it's growing and it's doing well. And then still trying to do the production and hiring, like you said, with the team, or hiring an admin or whatever it is. So it's tough, you know, because it's like you want to do all these things, right? You want to put yourself in bigger rooms. You want to grow your business. You want to have all these extras that we get the opportunity to have in our real estate business. And I'm sure this whole coaching thing has presented its own troubles for your own real estate business, because now you're like, who do I trust to send my clients to and all of those things when you're wanting to do the coaching thing, and it can be tough, you know? So how are you navigating that too? How are you navigating now that you're having all this success with the coaching thing with Grant? How are you navigating that now with also trying to do a great production is what you're doing there in, you know, the Chicago area. So how are you navigating that?
So it's funny because actually when I was in the interview process, there were in this last, I think only two of the coaches got hired on to be performance coaches this round. And that was one of the questions that came up. Like, you produce a lot of real estate. Like, how is coaching going to fit into that? Are you going to have time for it, or how are you going to navigate through it? And the thing about coaching is that again, it comes down to the people. Like, it is a lot of work, but it's like, oh my goodness, I'm coaching people. And then I'm going ahead and applying that to my own business. And it's like, right. I have structure now, and I didn't have structure before. And I'm still learning. I bet you my team is probably like, yeah, you have structure. All right. You know, because there's always a way to improve. But like every single morning, just like a tip to start off with, like every single morning, I write down my goals. These are my goals, and they change every single morning. I wake up in the morning. I wake up at 3:34 every morning.
Nice.
Not saying you have to do that, but I do. And every single morning, it's my quiet time. The first thing I do is write down my goals, right? So I write down my goals. This is my goals. This is what I have pending and closing. This is what I'm doing. These are my 10-year goals, my 5-year goals, my goals for today. And then I do the exact same thing before I go to bed. Like an hour before I'm bed, I'm back in my office and I'm writing down my goals. So that is a way for me to focus, like completely stay focused. And my goals, like what I've learned from Grant and what I teach people and what you should do, is that I have realtors who come in, they're like, I want to make $100,000 a year. I'm like, great. What do you need to do? And they're like, okay, we need to go with this. They don't really know. They don't have a plan. Like, a number is not an idea. It's not a plan. I say, okay, like add a zero to it. So now they're like, I can't make, I don't know, $1 million a year or whatever the number is. I'm like, you can. So what we teach people is, look, 10 times with the 10X way. Actually, Grant he got 10X trademarked. So pretty much, like, we teach people to 10X your entire life. So for instance, when you're running numbers, like we run numbers, I run my numbers every single day. If you don't know where your numbers are, your KPIs, how do you track it and how do you grow? You need to know where the leads are coming from, right? let's say we have $1 million, I break it down into a 90-day plan and I add a zero to it, I add a 10x to it, because chances are we're going to come shy of that 10x goal. But if we do, we're still probably most likely going to be a lot higher than our original goal is. Does that make sense? People so often set goals of like, I'm going to make 100,000. They get to 80 and they're like, that's good enough. It's fine. I'm fine. This world is just fine. And then you just give up and you're fine until you're not, because we have no sales coming in, right? So it's like, we need to teach people to grow bigger, think bigger. So if you do fall short of that huge goal that you thought was possible, you're a lot better off than you were. And now you're in that mindset of like, oh my goodness, I didn't think I could do this. But look at now, this year, I thought I was gonna make 100,000. Now this year I made 700. You start changing your goals. It's crazy. It really, and it works. Coaching works.
They say like, shoot for the moon. And if you miss, you still end up amongst the stars or something like that.
And it is true. 100%. So
continue to just set bigger goals, but also put yourself in bigger rooms, because, you know, that's the thing that like you really want to continue to put yourself in those rooms, because I feel like too, like in South Louisiana where we're at, I feel like, there's some limiting factors, right? With the sales price of the homes that we're selling and all these different things. Mm-hmm. But it's like, how do you get there in these smaller communities and stuff like that too? So maybe speak to somebody who's like, yeah, Randy, that sounds awesome. But what does it look like whenever my average sales price for a home might be $150,000? Like, how do I get there in my current market that I'm in? And maybe in the South is what a lot of realtors are probably thinking right now.
Yeah, and that's fine. So again, your goal may not be a million. If you're making, what's like the average commission, like not commission, but the average realtor make in your area? We'll go off there.
I would say probably.
Or what's a good, not an average, I say a good.
A good income, a good income for a realtor. I would say probably 150,000, 100,000.
Okay, great.
You know, probably is a great income for a realtor here in our market.
Okay. So great. You say, okay, my average value is 150 and it's just so many transactions. One thing I would do is try to somehow figure out a way to increase dollar amounts. Like, so if you can't, then we just have to figure that out. It's fine. Cause sometimes you're just limited by the opportunity around you, but it comes down to writing the numbers. Like I'm sure as realtors, we can always do more. Like there's always more, but I'm talking this about my team right now. As real estate brokers, we have the flexibility. So I have four kids. So I know you have kids. Right? The two little boys, two little ones, little ones.
The animals.
Yes. But so it's so easy. I got into real estate originally thinking, okay, it's flexible, right? So I have a flexible job and most people get into it because it is flexible. The income earning is almost unlimited. It really is. It's a sales job, but it's also flexible. But sometimes flexible without structure is a downfall, because realtors come in and like, I had a great month. Or I had a great day. I just sold 5 homes this month. It's great. I can live off this. But then the next day you don't even apply yourself in real estate, right?
Yeah.
So it's like every single day you have to treat it like a full-time career. You have to get out of your mind that it's a flexible job and you got into it, because we need to treat it. So I say 9 to 5 is bare minimum, 5 to 6 days a week, bare minimum. Of cold calling, blank space on the schedule is the devil. Do you ever hear that? If you have any blank space as a realtor, you're not going to do anything. You're going to be like, I don't know. I'm just going to go to the food store. I'm going to go to the mall. I'm going to go for a walk. But other people in those businesses don't have that flexibility, right? But for some way, people like as realtors, I've learned is that we make good money and we're fine if we had a good month. It's like, we need to just change that. So everyone can do that. We need to change your mindset. Then we need to calculate your numbers and say, okay, this is your goal. Add a zero to it. And let's break that down let's start with a 90-day goal, right? Break that down to 90 days. That 1 year, break it into 90 days. And then what are we doing? We break it into months. Then we break it into weeks. Then we break it days. And then we break it down into how many hours we're going to work. And we make those calls. We figure out, you're just determined. You're not going to stop until you hit your numbers.
And I love that you said calls too, because even with your amazing social media and all the connections that you have with that social media, I can imagine if Randy needs deals right now, you're probably not going to Instagram.
So touches can be phone calls. It could be text to clients. It can be DMs to people. So if I'm like, oh my goodness, I could go into that. I actually set myself up to where I have very limited money available to me all the time. I invest my money. I don't know if, again, we don't need to go into this, but I'm infinite banking. I talk about that too. I've learned how to put my money and then also how to always make myself appear broke so that I don't have easy access to money. So I always have to work, because if I don't, like, it's so easy to be like, oh, I have this money put aside. I can live off of it. Like, on my bank account right now, one of them has like $100 in it to last me through like a week. And I'm like, ah. My other agent was like, yeah, but you don't have $100. Like, no, but in my mind, I have $100. This is my bank account. I use for groceries. I only have $100. Like, but it's so real, right? I do go to social media. I go and I ask people for clients. I say to old clients, if you know anybody who is looking to buy or sell, would you show them my way? How's your new home? I call my old past clients. How's your house going? How's everything? Great. Just a reminder. I'm looking for deals. If you know anybody, call or text me. Like, you need to ask people. It's okay to ask people for deals, ask people for the sales. I go to For Sale by Owners. I call people. And my approach to For Sale by Owners is different. I don't necessarily say they're getting a whole bunch of realtors who come in who say, I have clients for you, when they don't.
Right. Right.
And then they get in, the For Sale by Owner says, okay, then bring your client through. And they're like, I don't have anybody. Oh, they canceled on me. And they start off their relationship with a lie, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going after For Sale by Owner, I always say go after a sale by owner, but say, let me see how I can help you. Do you mind me taking a look at your listing? If I were to find a buyer for your property, would you be willing to pay me? Can I help you market it? Right? So you're showing them the touch of what a realtor, being working with a realtor, could be like. And then you're helping them. And most times they're going to turn over and work with you because they're like over it. They're like, wow, you're great. I trust you. A lot of people don't trust realtors now, right? So I do a lot of, I can go into For Sale by Owners, a whole other thing. For Sale by Owners expired from like a year ago. But yeah, back to basics. I've always been fine with creating a flyer, door knocking, writing notes to people, hand delivering them. Like, we're in a sales position, but you're never too big to reach out to people. Network everywhere you go. I have my cards, and my new thing is like, not new thing. It's never a new thing. Someone says anything to me and they're like, hi, how are you? I'm like, good. You know, how are you? And I'm just meeting them. And I'm like, what do you do for a living? I always ask them because you want to know. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a realtor. Here you go. Here's my card. If ever you're thinking, I'm so bold with that. Or because I'm a realtor, you know, like if someone says like, for instance, your kids' sports are a great way to connect with people. If you have kids and they're in sports,
right,
connect with those parents. If they're like, oh, you know, we have a dinner tonight. I'm like, oh, you know, because I'm a realtor, I have an appointment. Instead of me just saying I have an appointment, I'm always like, because I'm a realtor, I have to go show a house.
Right.
You always have to tell people. And it sounds, at first, some people are probably like, okay, because you're a realtor. But people know you're a realtor, right? They don't know unless you tell them over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
And over and over, you know?
I love that strategy about For Sale by Owner as well. I had a friend that I just listed a home with, and she put it out on social media, put it out as a For Sale by Owner or whatnot. And I just messaged her. I said, hey, would you mind if I shared it? Right. And most realtors would be like, why would you share a For Sale by Owner or whatever? She's not paying you anything. But like the act of sharing it and sharing it with my network of people, you know, she ultimately called me and 2 weeks later and was like, hey, Jamie, you know, tell me what it's going to look like if you actually represented me full time. But the act of sharing it, like realtors think like, oh my God, like I would never share it because it's not listed or I don't get a commission on that sale necessarily. But it's like, dude, like I'm like, hey, she's a friend. Let me just share her house, like be a friend. Like, so I love that idea about For Sale by Owners of like, just, you know, show them a little glimpse of what it might look like to work with Randy. And then all of a sudden, she wants to work with Randy. It's like, that's kind of like a great strategy versus like, hey, I got a client and you really don't. Or like, hey, I want to, you know, see your house because I have clients.
You need to show up. Exactly. You need to show up authentically. If you don't have a client, the worst thing to do is tell someone you're trying to get business from that you have a client and start off with a lie.
Yeah.
Like, trust is everything. You lose that trust in the beginning and someone finds out you really don't have a client. You're not only going to lose that client, they're not going to like you and they're going to talk bad about you. And that's just a big no, you know?
Well, look, Randy, I'm just having some fun and we already blew through 30 minutes and I like to be respectful of your time because I know a lot of people want it right now. So I always ask every guest, I say, speak to an agent who may have had a tough 2024 or a tough 2025, and they're just kind of squeaking by and they need a little bit of encouragement. What would you tell that agent who's feeling discouraged right now and then we'll close it out.
Yeah. So what I would say, again, there are a lot of agents these past even 3 years who've had a hard time. And I would say to someone, if you really want to be a realtor and this is something you're deeply passionate about, don't give up. Just shift your focus and wake up every single day. Like, again, write your goals. Know you can do it. Believe in yourself. And then here's another really tip that I would really say to anybody who's in real estate. Go unfollow other, if there's any local realtors, which sounds like a good thing, but like if there's any realtors that you're somehow, or people that are making you, for some reason, you don't have to explain it, but are making you insecure by following them, unfollow them. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. Don't follow people and don't put yourself around things that are making you feel bad about yourself. Like, oh my goodness, I follow this agent. She has homes all the time for sale. Unfollow them. Like, remind yourself that this is your journey and you can literally do it. You can be whatever you want to be, but you, number one, need to show up authentically. You need to believe in yourself and you, like, that's the thing. You need to put in the work. Again, it comes down to you might even want to hire a coach or look into some coaching programs or things like that too, because a lot of times too, the prices of what coaches cost, I have a coach, the prices of what coaches cost, sometimes you look at that and you're like, oh my goodness, like it's a lot of money. But if you think about it, if you break down the numbers, like do your numbers, if you can do one sale a month with this, like, are you netting? Like anything you do, start netting, like look for opportunities everywhere around you, you know, but don't give up. Like if you want to do this, don't give up. And you're not alone. Like a lot of realtors have had a really bad few years. I do feel like it'll get better, but again, it's going to have to start with you and like what you put your focus on, your mindset.
It's so true. Because like you said, you wake up at 3:30 or 4 o'clock every morning and you're a top producer and you're doing all these big things. You're analyzing your goals and you're trying to grow in many different ways. And I challenge realtors, wake up early, wake up an hour before the kids are up, you know, make sure you've got that time to focus on your day and have a game plan. Because sometimes people are going to drop off kids. And then by the time they get to the office, it's 9:30, 10 o'clock, whatever. And then they're just starting to make their plan for the day at 10 o'clock. And then they have kind of a scatter plot plan. And, you know, by the time they get their plan together, it's noon and then they're going to grab lunch and then it's 1 o'clock. And then you look back and then a whole week goes by and you didn't get anything accomplished. So have a plan, execute the plan. And then, you know, I heard this the other day too, like anything above 0% compounds on itself, right? 1%, you get 1% better every day. You know, hey, that's going to compound on itself and eventually you're going to be a top producer.
I know we have to go. That's one thing that actually you just said. This is a huge tip. When you're starting out and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, put your hours in that you're dedicated to real estate. Get an old fashioned calendar and literally say block your Monday through Friday, even if you drop off kids 9 to 3 every day, and make sure every single day, every single half hour is blocked out with something that will be towards real estate. Like you don't need an hour lunch. That's all a myth. You don't need to do that, but put it in pencil because obviously clients come first, but like for 30 minutes, I'm going to cold call. I'm going to prospect. I'm going to reach out to my own leads. Like literally every 30 minutes on your calendar needs to be filled with something, like you said, that has to be done like the day before so that you wake up and you have a set plan versus trying to take the day and your work time to create that plan, because nothing we've done in time is money, you know?
It's so true. I mean, you just got to continue to put in the work. And I always repeat this all the time is when I first started 21 years ago, there were not all of these podcasts and YouTube videos and all these trainings at our fingertips. Even on Instagram, there's tons of realtor tips and trainings and all that stuff. So the information is not the problem. Having the information now is not the problem. It's available to you. If you want to grow your real estate business, the information is not the problem. It's the actually showing up and putting in the work is the problem. And I say the only reason right now that realtors are not hitting their goals and they're not achieving what they want to achieve in their business is because they just didn't put in the work. Because it's not the information's fault and it's not the opportunity's fault. It's that they just haven't actually put in the effort or the work in their business. Because if you work this like a 9 to 5, if you put in 40 plus hours a week, you'll make 40 plus hours a week money. You'll make salary money or more. So continue to put in the work.
You just said this last thing we're going to leave with. You said information is not the problem. but implementation is. We could just lead it with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I was writing down, like, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Information is not the problem. Your implementation is. You're not implementing what you're learning because you're not even fully listening. People go listen to these podcasts and they don't listen. They're doing multitasking, which multitasking is not good all the time. You know?
Yeah. I love that you wrote that down. That made me feel good. But
I'm gonna use that.
If anything you take from this podcast is that you look at Randy and you say, like, she is amazing and she has grown her business to an amazing level. And the reason she's done that is because she's consistently showed up for herself, for her family, and for her business. And that is why she's made it. But she's also sought coaching and training and knowledge, and she's got goals and all of those things. We barely even know each other, but I can tell somebody who's a success in their life by the habits that they put into their life, that they put into their business, the time that they put in. So I just love that. And I'm so glad the universe connected us in some weird way. But I'm so happy to share your story. And I hope that people go connect with you and follow you and what you're doing on your social media. I hope that people have enjoyed hanging out with you for our sesh today.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me. I'm starting my show too, but it's not like, it's going to be totally different. I'm talking about real estate, but it's going to be more like raw. So you'll see. So I'm going to have you as a guest on mine too when it comes out.
I love that. Thank you so much. Send this episode to a friend. You know, send this to somebody who may be struggling right now, who may need a little bit of a spark. Maybe they finished a little bit strong. Send this to somebody that may just need some encouragement in their business right now. And I hope that you guys reach out to either me or Randy. We'd be glad to give you a little bit of encouragement, I'm sure. And you know, leave us a great review. We're trying to do this grassroots style, just adding some value. We launch a brand new audio version of this podcast every Monday morning at 5 a.m. So go follow us on all the major platforms. And Randy, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye, guys.
All right, guys. Well, we really, really appreciate you hanging in there with us and visiting with us every week. So it's my absolute pleasure to be with you guys. And I hope that you guys have an amazing day.